A severe rainstorm forced Republican candidate Bob Dole to cut short a two-day bus tour in New Jersey today. Before leaving, Dole told voters in the swing state that the campaign had begun to turn around since the first presidential debate on Sunday. Dole also sharpened his rhetoric against President Clinton, issuing a harsh critique of the president's record on crime and drugs. Republican officials on the bus tour added an attack on the Clinton administration's ethics as well. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Bob Dole's bus, called Asphalt One, the American Dream Machine, made stops in Morris and Bergen counties today. Both are Republican strongholds, and although the crowd in Lyndhurst only numbered 200 or 300, in Morristown, more than 500 people waited enthusiastically in the pouring rain to see Bob Dole. In Lyndhurst, Dole was flanked by several dozen police officers and two huge hot air balloons bearing the Dole campaign's anti-drug slogan, Just Don't Do It.
Bill Clinton came into office. And what did he do? He put the drug war on the back burner. He said the other night, well, he accepted responsibility. Where has he been for 4 years? How many hundreds of thousands of young people have started drugs? 3 million have started smoking while he was playing around with smoking and all this stuff finally in the election year. 3 million started while he sat there with a bill that passed in 1992. His administration wouldn't implement it to discourage young people from smoking. But in election year, oh, he's for everything. He wants to do this.
Crime was just one of several lines of attack from the Dole campaign today. His campaign aides had promised a relentless focus on tax cuts and the economy. The idea was to tie Dole's tax cut plan to the similar plan that helped New Jersey Governor Christy Todd Whitman win her upset victory 3 years ago. But Dole chose only to weave a few mentions of the tax cut plan in and out of his stump speech.
I want to do for America what Christy Whitman is doing for New Jersey. That's Bob Dole's hope. And we're going to do it. And we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done because we believe trust is important. If somebody tells you something, they ought to keep their word. If they don't want to keep their word, they shouldn't tell you in the first place. And I can give you example after example after example. Clinton said one thing and did another.
Meanwhile, on television, Elizabeth Dole was starring in her own television ad. It's rare that a candidate's wife has the screen to herself, but Dole officials believe Mrs. Dole will help attract the votes of women, something the campaign badly needs.
Honesty, doing what's right, living up to his word. My husband has come out strongly to protect the victims of domestic violence and to make sure a man and woman who work at the same job get the same retirement benefits. Bob gets it done.
On the bus tour, however, Republican officials took a much tougher line when it came to the subject of trust. Michael Chertoff, the former chief counsel of the Senate Whitewater Committee and a one-time New Jersey prosecutor, told the crowd in Lyndhurst that Bill Clinton had promised the most ethical administration in American history. But Chertoff asked how many of that administration are in jail today. In fact, there is only one former Clinton administration official in jail, Webster Hubbell, who was the third-ranking official in the Justice Department, is serving time for crimes committed before he joined the administration. In New Jersey with the Dole campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.